Hello everyone, I'm Zarathustra. Welcome to the Fifth Dimensional Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm broadcasting live from Los Angeles. You're just taking a vacation from everything. I give you permission to take a vacation from everything, including yourself. Let your story go for the moment and just simply hang out in here. And see if you discover something in here, something valuable. You're not looking for it, but let's see if anything's going to reveal itself. Something is going to expose you to it. Something's going to show itself to you. We're not expecting it, but we have no ideas. But we're just hanging out, see what comes up. Do you see this? Do you feel the presence of this empty space, of this nothingness, without any kind of manipulation? But what we did was we just started to strip ourselves naked. I started to take the things off. You know, I took my jewelry off, I took my shirt off, I took my clothes off, my pants off, I took my shoes off, socks off, everything. I just got rid of everything. And then as I get rid of everything and I'm naked, then I realize, wow, I'm so light. Stripping myself from all ideas, whatever idea I have of I need to do a mantra to calm myself down, I need to concentrate on my breathing, so I'm doing something in order to meditate. So I got all these stories about my past. I got all these ideas of future. I want to go to Egypt. I want to go to Sweden to teach. I'm going to meet with this person. These are my plans. So I let go of those. All my spiritual conditioning and education that I've read, all these books, all these concepts that I have, all the stuff I've learned that about reincarnation, past life, about karma in this life, that if I do something wrong, it will come back to me and it's karma. About life after death, after I leave this body, what's going to happen. About all the other spiritual books I've read, about everything. I'm one with God, or I want to become one with God, or I want to experience oneness, or I want to reach fifth dimension. Whatever story about higher consciousness, but let everything go. My religion, religious background, I have to be a good Christian, I have to be a good Jew, I have to be a good Muslim, whatever it is. Letting everything go. I'm a mom, I'm a dad, you know, I'm a father of three kids and I have to take care of my children and blah, blah, blah. Letting that go, you know. I'm an American, I'm from Norway. That's my nationality, letting that one go. Well, I'm a woman, I'm a man, you know? I'm a man, I'm da-da-da-da, letting that go. Oh, my name is Swami Anand Zarathustra, that's the name of the divine being, blah, 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 blah. Or my name is Sitara, or my name is Maya, whatever spiritual name, letting that one go. Just getting naked, taking things off, and letting things go. Oh, I'm older, or I'm younger, okay? I'm whatever, letting even that idea of that, I'm an older person, I'm a younger person, it's too late for me to do this, or it's too early for me to do this, letting that one go too. Well, I wanna feel the divine oneness, I wanna feel the divine, letting that idea go too, that I want to feel the divine self, the bliss, letting that idea go too. I want to do everything right. Oh, let that one go too, because that's another idea. Because in here, right now, what is it you have to do to be here right now? What do you need to do? And most of us suffer because we have such a hard time being here is because of all the stuff. All these stuff that we're carrying, all these ideas we have, all these identifications to false identity that we have created, all of these spiritual books and knowledge we have acquired or haven't, or knowledge about other things, planets, civilizations, all the stuff we carry, and all this stuff are obscuring our view of here and now. Just simply being here, for some people, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. Something that you don't really have to do anything for it. And in this here and now is where the juice is. What we're really looking for, the fountain of life, the fountain of youth, the fountain of aliveness, of our spirituality that we're really seeking, for this freedom, for this love, for this liberation. It's really in this very simple thing. And then we're doing all these other jumping jacks to get to this thing, which all these other jumping jacks are a hindrance from letting you discover the juice. And then you have to do all these other things. But this place actually doesn't require anything. I mean, if anything you have to do is you gotta let go of all these ideas and all this stuff that you have accumulated, of dropping them in an instant and just being empty. And of course the mind may come and say, well, that's too simple. It's gotta be more. But there's nothing more. It's really that simple. So you have to let even go of that idea and recognize that. And then you really hang out in here to really realize the power of here, to realize the juice, because the juice is here. It's not somewhere else. It's not in the future or alternate reality or parallel world of your life. Or you used to have it when you were a teenager, or when you were in love with your first love, or in your youth, or it's not in your future when you become wise. It's none of those things. It's not in a certain way you need to look. Okay, I need to start doing yoga twice a day, and I need to become a vegetarian. Then I'm worthy to receive it. Or I need to become vegan. As soon as I become vegan, then I'm worthy. That's another idea too. Or as soon as I'm holy, or I'm not, or whatever it is. It's here, and it's always here. And it's unconditional. It doesn't require you looking certain way, doing certain thing, working on your past childhood issues. Yeah, it's nice. If you want to work on your childhood issues and sort things out, you know, your dad was an asshole, he was not available, he was shut down, he wasn't loving, he didn't acknowledge you, he always shut you down, and you don't feel like you were allowed to express yourself. So you wanted to be this Miss Goody Two-Shoes, so you never expressed yourself to your dad, and they just told you to shut up, you're a kid, you're not good enough, and you feel repressed, and your mom didn't protect you, because she was afraid of him. Okay, you have this issue and you want to work on it, fine. Find a therapist and do some workshops or whatever, work on this thing. And that's perfectly fine. That's like if you want to work on your biceps, or you want to work on yourself to lose a little bit of weight, or fine, you work on yourself and fix something you want to fix. But that has nothing to do, zero, with what I'm teaching and what I'm sharing with you, is that whether you work on yourself, on your past issues in your childhood, or you don't, that doesn't have anything to do, zero, with if you're simply here without any ideas, no concepts, no stories, and you're capable of simply being here right now, you're gonna experience the presence. You're gonna feel the juice. You're gonna feel the life. You're gonna experience the wisdom of right now. Whether you work on yourself or you don't work on yourself, it has nothing to do with this, zero. It has nothing to do with whether you're vegetarian or you eat meat, whether you smoke 20 cigarettes a day, or you don't. whether you like to drink a glass of wine at night or you don't. It has nothing to do with it. Zero. Here is always here. And the moment that you're capable of going beyond your mind means concepts, stories, identification, and you're hanging out, you start to feel it. You start to experience the expansion of the divine being, of their majesty, the supreme soul, the love, the presence. But you have to drop the bullshit, all this stuff that in your head you have developed and you're carrying, and you're associating these stuff with this, that you're not worthy to experience it, you're not good enough to experience it, you're not ready, or you can't experience it, or when you experience it, it feels dull. It doesn't, emptiness, nothingness. Zarathustra, when I get to this place, well, there's nothing, because it's even beyond that. That's also a mind. Mind gets to that point. Yes, you go deep inside and you come to the nothingness because it's silence, it's quiet, it's still. There's no activities in it. It's calm. And yes, if you're used to, you're a drama queen and you're used to dramas, this is very boring for you because there's nothing going on. It's pure peace. So yeah, your mind wants some drama, and then of course you're going to go find something. You're definitely wasting your time with me because I have nothing to fuel your fire. I guarantee you, you're in the wrong place if you want that. But if you want this, you have to be honest with yourself and willing to put these things away for a moment. Again, don't worry. You can pick them up again if you like. If you really want them, you can pick them up. If you think you're going to miss them, you can pick them up again. But you can put them away for now. And then you just drop these things, your agendas, your goals, your stories, whatever. And you let go of your future, your past, and your willingness, your honesty to come here in this moment and hang out with me. Because I'm behind every word that I share with you. I'm behind it. I'm here with it. So I know what here is. And I know if you're listening and you're willing to do it, there's no way you don't touch it. There's no way you don't feel it. If you're willing and you want to come and meet me in this place, it's impossible for you not to experience it and not to discover it if you're sincere. And this is where the truth is. This is where the juice is, because it's happening in this moment. But the moment is innocent, and the moment doesn't carry any stories. It's storyless. And the moment is not interested in anyone's story either. It's got zero interest. Here with no story. You're sitting, you're hanging out, and here, even you got your eyes open, you got your eyes closed, fine. You're sitting here and you're looking around, looking at through the window, you're looking at objects in your room, you're just hanging out in this moment with yourself. You're not trying to heal anything. You're not trying to get healed. That's another idea, okay? Don't get distracted. Don't go into these places. This one I'm talking about is point zero. Nothing. Nothing's going on here. We're not trying to accomplish anything. We're not trying to get to anywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you there? Okay. I'm not trying to get to anywhere because that's still effort. All I do is I put my story away. I'm not carrying my story. So I'm not adding another story to get to this place. Okay, I need to let my story go to get to this place. No, not even that. So don't get caught into that, so thinking that you have to really do something. You don't have to do anything. You're simply here. You're not entertaining your mind. You're not entertaining your story. You're not entertaining your past. You're not entertaining your future. you're not entertaining your spiritual conditioning, and you're just simply practicing your natural state of being, which is simply being here. You're just here. You're not entertaining, I'm a woman, I'm a man. You're not entertaining that I'm a mom, I'm a dad. You're not entertaining anything. Zero entertainment. So it takes a little bit of time, I understand, because you've been so conditioned throughout your life to be something, to try to get to something, to create something, to visualize something, to reach a state of tranquility, to reach God's head, to become one with God, to find inner peace, to get to fifth dimension, to go to a higher consciousness. Yes, you know, all these words, but it triggers you to think you need to do something to get to it. This, I'm saying, you don't do anything. You're simply disconnect from those entertainments, those thoughts, those concepts. And the moment you do that, all of a sudden you feel something that you have, because I know you've been here with me. So certainly, I'm 100% sure that you have touched it. Maybe you don't quite 100% get it, but you have touched it. And you wouldn't be hanging out and coming back for this, because you're feeling the juice. You're feeling the juice. And what is the juice? The juice is that in hanging out in this moment, without your story, without your ideas, you're feeling the aliveness of this moment. You're feeling the presence. You're feeling the youth. You're feeling, it doesn't matter your body, how old is your body. You're feeling like, wow, you know, wow. You're feeling the bliss. You're feeling the joy of this moment, of this presence, of this being, of yourself, of diving into the greater part of you. Diving into life, and life is full. That's why we feel so good when we simply do this. We simply dive within ourselves, dive into this place. That's why you feel so good, because you're feeling your own aliveness and you're feeling your connection with life, of being alive, and it's juicy. Rosalie.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to share with me what you wrote so everyone can hear it?
Yeah, when I was sitting there for meditation, I let everything go, and then I feel present here on the both sides, and I was present on my forehead, but I wasn't here. I was gone.
Okay.
So all just feel like I could relax, just be there.
Okay.
But this was weird, because all I feel I had was this side of my head and my forehead. I didn't feel anything more.
Right. Okay.
That was how I felt it.
Right. Cool. Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Anything you want to share with me? Hi, Hilda.
Hi. You know, a friend of mine, she's a drama queen, and she is attracting a lot of drama in her life.
Okay.
And I was offering her healing earlier today, but she don't want it. So what can I do to help her?
Nothing. The best thing you can do is just hold space.
Yeah.
You know, you're available, and you have love for your friend, but that's it. The worst thing you can do is try to convince them or talk him into your way.
Yeah. I know that she has a lot of fear stored within, you know?
Yeah. So I have friends like that. I come across all my family, relatives, and they're not interested in my expertise. They're not interested in the wisdom. They're not interested in the healing.
No.
And, you know, when I hang out with them, I see their suffering. I see their struggles. And yeah, in some ways, it's frustrating or it's painful to see somebody you love, they really suffer, when you have the know-how to help him and help him out of it, but they're not ready and they're resisting. Yeah. So you hold them in your heart, you love them, and in your heart you support their journey, because their journey is that they need to go through more suffering.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, and go through what they have to go through. So,
and you know, yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
And you know, the funny part of it is that she is my closest friend, you know? So she has been following me all my life and through the ventilator episode and everything. She knows, and she realized that I have changed and everything, but although she's not ready to get energy from herself, you know?
Right. Yeah, when I come across this situation, I don't entertain their story. You know, I mean, listen to their story very quickly, and I change the subject, and I come back to here and whatever here is.
Yeah.
And then they want to go back to the story and tell the story again. And as soon as, or either I cut them off, or I just let them finish up what they have to say. I don't respond. I just come back to here and whatever here is, and I talk about here for as long as I can handle it. And then if I feel like it's getting to a point that it's sucking my energy because it's a mono conversation, and actually all they want is to complain to somebody, and then, you know, I excuse myself that I need to go, because I realize that this is, I don't want to be a boxing bag for someone to dump their stuff on me. So then I get exhausted. So basically it.
Yeah.
But that's a part of our path as the spiritual warriors, and the ones who start becoming more awakened, and we awaken to the truth of now, to the truth of the presence of the self. Mm. And the more you come to this in your life, you will be encountering a lot of people who are suffering. So that's a part of the deal.
And you know, today I saw her old belief systems, right, that suddenly showed up in her life today, you know. Is it a good thing for me to mirroring her, to tell her that I understand how she's thinking because of her past, or should I not do anything about that, not tell her that?
Okay, let me see if I understand. What was this last thing you just mentioned?
Today I understood that the reason that she is acting like she's doing today is that she have all patterns from her earlier days, you know. She's acting. She was afraid for 20 years ago, then because of that she's afraid today.
Yeah, you know? Well, this is like, you're talking about a big chunk of population of the planet Earth who are in the same place.
Yeah, because she had experienced something, and then her son is gonna go to school, and she is afraid that something is gonna happen to him because she recognized something, right?
Yeah, the story. She's into the story. The fear, she's into the fear story. She obviously doesn't know about trust. And so she's in the story, she's in the Maya, and it's pretty real. And so if it's not her son, then it's gonna be someone else. And if there's no someone else, then it's gonna be terrorist attack. And if it's not gonna be that, then it's gonna be the future of the planet. There's always going to be a story for the mind to go pick it up and stay in this cycle. So, there's nothing you can do about it. You just simply hold space. That's it, you know?
Yeah.
And if you want to deal with her, you just listen, and that's it. Do not get into any kind of stories with her, because it's not going to go anywhere.
No.
Okay?
And you know, then she turned angry at me sometimes because she's asking me, oh, you're not here anymore, you know?
Well, because you're not entertaining, you're not supporting her illusion
No.
by giving it juice.
No.
You know? So that's why she may get angry. Mm. Let me see if anybody else has any questions. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank
that was a good one. Appreciate it. Anybody else would like to share or have any questions? Right, sure. Hi, Reza.
Hi, Zarathustra. I would like to ask a question that might be related to what we try to experience today in our meditation, getting to the state of silence or no thinking, or emptiness and nothing, as you mentioned. Recently, I started reading a book called From Science to God.
Okay.
Okay. This book.
Okay. All right. From Science to God.
Got
okay. Who is it written by? Who wrote that book?
Peter Russell.
Okay.
He's a physicist graduated from Cambridge. He's trying to explain the nature of consciousness from a scientific point of view.
Okay.
It's a very interesting book because it explains how the laws of physics, such as theory of Einstein, explains or describes the nature of reality.
Okay.
And how okay. the science and spirituality meet each other. Anyways, okay. since your vision is spiritual, my question for you is how you explain the nature of consciousness from your point of view. We understand that in spirituality, consciousness is in fact it is the God or the I am. So I'm not asking you the question about the meaning of consciousness as an intellectual understanding, but as a direct realization that we experience, and in fact this consciousness shines on every mind and everybody.
Right.
So from that point, can you explain the consciousness?
Well, consciousness is all there is. Consciousness is all there is. Everything is consciousness. There is nothing outside of consciousness.
I am.
Yeah, there's nothing outside of it. Thoughts, feelings, visualization, planets, other beings, extraterrestrial beings, life under the water, life on the planet, or other planets. Everything is consciousness. The dark forces, dark entities, angels, the masters, everything is consciousness. It's all that. And every aspect of it is a different expression of consciousness. When you're looking at the mountains, it's consciousness expressing itself as the mountains. When looking at the forest, and the bees and the bugs and the maggots and worms and bacteria, consciousness is acting as those things. There's a supernova happened 2,000 light years away from here and it's coming towards us. Consciousness has acted as that. If there is a dark entity, there is the evil, it's dark forces. That's consciousness acting as the dark forces. The angelic beings, the presence of the masters, the healers, the fairies from the other side, the cosmic knights of the round table, consciousness is acting as that. So in this realization, or you refer to what I see it, that's how I see it. I see it all as that. And in that realization, that understanding, you lose your fear. You lose your fear and you begin to see everything as that. So then this notion that we may lose our planet, I may lose my life, this notion that what's gonna happen to us in the future as a race, all of that disappears. Because you realize all of it is happening within itself. So it just changes its forms and shapes and looks, you know. It comes as this, it comes as that. It comes as a tsunami or a major earthquake and destroys a portion of the earth. And then it comes and rebuilds or creates a brand new thing that didn't exist before. It's all itself. All right, my beautiful friends. Sending you lots of love. Namaste.